What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio. On the commute, talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, construction management, property management, and consulting. So, really nice weekend this weekend, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know how difficult that job can be, and it's always a learning experience, and you're always trying to do your best, and obviously we all can't be perfect. So, dealing with some friends that are having issues with their parents, and it's, I'm just very grateful that I had a supportive mother and father and family to lean on and have as a support, because I know a lot of people out there don't get along with their parents and siblings, and then also they're just having a lot of issues. So that has nothing to do with real estate, but it also has a lot to do with real estate, because your support system really determines to a great extent how successful you are. Because I have my mom and dad who will watch my kids if I need to and I need to do something real estate related, or my siblings will help out, or if I have something at a property that needs lifted, we have to bring an appliance up a flight of stairs. It's great to have that built-in system and infrastructure, I call it. It's really your family that can help you at a moment's notice. I helped my brother-in-law last minute yesterday move a couch, and again, I'm so busy, like I could probably never do that or fit that in the schedule, but because it's family, you just gotta figure it out and do it. So yeah, if you don't have that family structure, there's always relationships that can be built with friends and colleagues that can help you out. But I just a true believer that if you're going to succeed in the real estate business, you really need friends, family, whoever that can help you. It just makes things a lot easier, and also leverages your ability to do more and more things. So we're having a meeting today with the Community Development Corporations. We're trying to find out in their neighborhood, this is on the east side of Cleveland, what's going on. We are looking at a couple vacant properties to purchase to develop into residential or a mixed-use commercial and residential. And there's also, we've been talking about redeveloping an apartment building that is basically gutted out and needs everything. Also needs a new parking lot, new landscaping, all of the above. But the area that it's in is a developing, the developing area. And, I think there's appreciation that is available for that type of property. Also, the rents and the cash flow potential is pretty tremendous for an area that used to be a quote. What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio. On the commute, today is June 19th, Wednesday, almost halfway through the year. Can't believe it, now it's summer. We are talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, and property management. So been busy this week with residential buyers. We get leads from a couple lead sources, but a few of those have been panning out, putting in offers, and staying busy. So, one thing that I've learned as a real estate agent is that a lot of times you're working and it seems like nothing is happening, and then all of a sudden everything is happening. So as a real estate agent, just know that anything that you do in relation to generating leads, trying to get listings and things like that, you aren't going to see the reward or the money payout or whatever you are working for until a later time. So, but in order to reap the rewards, you have to be working now. So it's kind of a hard concept for a lot of people, because most people are used to working and then getting paid at the end of the week or after the end of 2 weeks, and then they have something to show for it. Sometimes it takes, in the real estate business, takes a couple months, a few months, you know, especially in commercial real estate, it's usually a 6 month lead time, let's say. So, you know, I'm trying to think back, okay, what was I doing in January? And that's what I'm reaping the benefits, hopefully, now in June for all the work that I've done in January. So just think about that. If you're in real estate brokerage services, or any business for that matter, any business takes time and effort in order to get the payout at the end. You got to get out of that mentality of getting paid every 2 weeks, you know, because right now I'm hitting some pretty decent commissions that basically will carry my whole year. So within this three summer months of activity and closing deals and things like that, that's really what's going to basically make my year. So so just imagine if you're working constantly all year round, and you're reaping benefits. You should be reaping benefits every month. It's a pipeline that you need to keep filled. Just, I think that's why I enjoy building this reselling business, where we're selling stuff on eBay and Amazon. And you know what I've learned from that is the more you keep your pipeline filled and the bigger you make your pipeline, the more money you're going to make in the end. Obviously, you have to invest up front in some of, you know, like in that case, inventory. In your real estate business, you have to invest in marketing and tools and, you know, paying for gas, driving all over the city to look at properties, understand the market, meet with people, all of that stuff in order to get things going. But when you're first starting out, it just seems like you're never going to make any money. But what I could tell you is that you just need to keep at it. You know, if you have to work a second job, then obviously do that, but just make sure that you're doing something every day, filling that pipeline, that virtual pipeline of real estate, whether it's getting sellers or getting more buyers to get out there and buy and sell stuff. So, or renters who are trying to lease. I clump those people in with the buyers. So mainly buyers and sellers, and then everything else in between. If you're doing property management, that hopefully will lead you to the sellers and buyers, because you are controlling that real estate. So with that, I'm going to end that segment. Hopefully you're getting value from this. I really appreciate anybody who's listening to this podcast. Again, this is meant to be a documentation of my journey. Also hopefully giving some insights and maybe tips for agents that are out there that are going through some similar business journeys that I am going through. So would love to hear from you. Give us a review, subscribe, and or just contact us to talk shop. My Instagram direct message is MikeMendoza216, and my personal cell phone number is 440-941-3692. Hope to hear from you soon. But until then, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.